to the show. You are listening to Free Talk Live. Thank you so much for joining us in hour three of the show. FreeTalkLive.com is our website, and make sure to go over to news.freetalklive.com to get all the latest updates about the show in the fashion that you like them delivered, including email updates, and follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, all kinds of good stuff there. With you tonight, it's Stephanie.
And Julia.
And Luther.
Yes, indeed. And we look forward to your calls at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE if you would like to weigh in with your thoughts on anything that we've been discussing tonight. Had some interesting calls about Occupy Wall Street and even about the very taboo subject that we were discussing before of black market organ transactions.
Not something you hear about on the radio every day.
No, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Especially people coming out in favor of it.
Yeah.
Like we do.
Yeah. Well, I would like to... I would not say I'm in favor of a black market in organ sales.
Oh,
I would just say that I wish it wasn't prohibited.
An open market organ transplant is good. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks for making that clarification.
Yeah, I think when people hear it, you know, they may think, whoa, you know, it's a bunch of gangsters on the radio.
But I hear you need some kidneys, buddy. Go see my friend Vinny. You know, he'll hook you up.
Yeah, get the bathtub, fill it up with ice, right? That's what we were talking about before. But, you know, I think we should switch gears a little bit because we teased some stories at the beginning of the show that I really wanted to make sure that we got into. This was brought up a little bit earlier in the week. I believe you both were on earlier this week on Free Talk Live.
Yes.
Talking about this story where a TSA agent placed a very inappropriate note in a woman's suitcase because of one of her personal belongings that he found in the suitcase. And so I want to just briefly read this and then we can talk about it. And of course, your thoughts are welcome. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Headline is Sex Toy in Luggage Elicited Wildly Inappropriate Note from the TSA Agent, Traveler Says. An alert Transportation Security Administration screener at New Jersey's Newark Airport apparently spotted a, quote, sex toy stuffed inside a passenger's luggage Saturday and offered the traveler some encouragement. Quote, get your freak on, girl, was found written in black ink on the back of a TSA notice. Passenger Jill Filipovic revealed on her Twitter page, just unpacked my suitcase and found this note from the TSA, she tweeted. Guess they discovered a, quote, personal item in my bag. Wow. She identified the item in an email to New York Magazine. It was a $15 bullet vibe, from Babeland, about the most basic sex toy you can imagine. It has now been officially retired, since I have no idea if the TSA agents manhandled it. So, what do you all
I would
think?
Do the same thing with my fleshlight.
Well, I think it's important to point out that we don't necessarily know that it was a male, although I've seen the handwriting, and I believe that that is clearly, or I'm pretty sure it's a male's handwriting, just personally.
Yeah, there's a picture of it on this article.
Right.
And you're right, we don't know who it was.
Right.
But,
well, it's inappropriate no matter who wrote it.
Yeah, yes. It's definitely unprofessional.
Yes.
I've seen a lot of comments on some of the news sites, and people are saying, well, I personally thought this was hilarious. And I think there's definitely a funny aspect to it. Just the phrasing, get your freak on, girl, to me is... It's kind of silly. And,
yeah. and this seems like such a small thing, but you think about it, because these people are hired to feel you up and take naked pictures of you.
Yeah.
And you're hiring perverts like this.
In the name
like
of
this.
Security.
Yeah,
of
yeah.
Course,
of course it's going to attract perverts like this, just like cops attract the sociopaths, you know, the lazy, violent sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's important to point that out. And, you know, it's just... To me, it's so inappropriate that I have a hard time laughing about it, although I can see the humor because it's really geeky kind of phrasing.
Well, if it was yours, like if you forget, you know, if you forget that this happened to somebody else and mm-hmm. it's kind of amusing if you read it on the air or whatever, read this online at home.
Yep.
If you think about this being yours and just the fact that somebody found it so funny that they wanted to leave you a note, like you really have no idea if they touched it, if they took it out,
yeah.
And it is a personal item.
Clearly they have no boundaries, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's very unprofessional. I would think that whether that was, I mean, any business, whether it was a government agency or a private company, it's just inappropriate.
Yeah, it's not their job to comment on the contents of your suitcase, right? I mean, it supposedly is their job to keep people safe from guns and knives and bombs, and we all know that, you know, their own screenings that they often, the results of these tests, these internal tests that they run on themselves get leaked, right, where the TSA agents will try to bring guns and bombs and stuff through the checkpoints, and often they're not caught, and so they're not even doing the job that they're ostensibly hired to do, but they're goofing off and making, I think there's a note of sexism in here. I mean, correct me if you think I'm wrong, but I mean, if this happened to a man, if that was a man's suitcase, I don't know. Do you think someone would have said this to a man? Do you think there's an element of gender in here?
I think a male using a sex toy is less common, or at least it seems to me.
Well, there's this idea that seems to be underlying this, you know, that it's so extraordinary that she has this sex toy in her luggage that the TSA agent just has to comment on it. And yeah, exactly why. I think it's because there are a lot of people who think, or, you know, think that the way it's supposed to be is that women have no desire for sex and they have to essentially be convinced and cajoled to do it, and you have to win them over and stuff.
Or maybe we're reading into this all wrong. Maybe he really felt that way about it and he was just trying to encourage her.
To get her freak on.
Yeah, sure. No, I think if that was the case, he or she should have just been, in any case actually, should have just been like, yeah. And gone on with your life.
It's a violation of privacy. Like, why does he need to say something about it?
You know, you're an adult, presumably. If you work for the TSA, I don't know. It's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, like he's never seen a vibrator before.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's phallic.
Yeah. And
apparently it's not phallic.
Right.
A bullet is a teeny little, like, the most modest of sex toys, I think.
Yes. Yeah, she said it was one, the most basic kind that you can get. And, you know, good for her. It's safe sex with someone that you love, right? She's on the road and she, you know, she wants to bring that along. Then who cares? People bring a lot of personal items in their luggage, and they shouldn't be subject to ridicule and scrutiny by the TSA. It's not like you can choose to fly on some airline that doesn't have the TSA either. You know, you can't opt out.
Yeah, and, you know, a lot of people... This wouldn't bother me at all, discussing this sort of thing, but a lot of people are very uncomfortable with sex.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, it's my understanding that this woman, if she's tweeting about it, it didn't bother her in that way.
Yes.
But can you imagine somebody who sort of feels uncomfortable in general with sex and stuff, gets the nerves up to buy something like this, and then somebody makes a joke about it? Like, that could make somebody feel really kind of bad or guilty.
Yes,
or
embarrassed.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I just don't, I mean, it wouldn't personally embarrass me. It would bother me if somebody left this note, but for different reasons. Sex stuff like that doesn't make me uncomfortable, but it does make a lot of people uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's kind of part of the problem, you know? Like, there's this attitude that sex is dirty, bad, sinful, and viewing it that way really kind of restricts information about it that people should learn to keep themselves safe and healthy and all that kind of stuff. And so, I don't know.
I don't think that the guy would be giggling about a vibrator if we had a healthier view of sex.
Yeah, I completely agree. And, I mean, if you think about it, you know, this attitude underlies a lot of stuff, like the abstinence-only education.
Right.
It's just whatever you do, don't talk about sex, and especially don't do it, right? Don't give people any information that might inform them a little bit about sex, because then they might actually go ahead and do it. And just viewing it as something that's sinful as opposed to just a normal part of human existence, you know, is really dangerous.
It is. When I was 16, it always reminds me of this story. When I was 16, and my mom would deny this, but this is true, she found condoms in my backpack.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't actually having sex at the time, which, if I was, at least I had condoms, right?
Exactly.
But
you never know if a friend might need them.
Right. I had got, someone gave them to me at school, and it was like, ooh, I've got condoms, right?
Just contraband.
So my mom was digging around in my backpack, and she found the condoms, and she picked
me up. What was she doing digging around in your backpack?
That's what kind of a mom she
was. Mother.
Yeah. Oh.
So she was digging around in the backpack, and she found them, and she picked me up from a friend's house, and she told me she had something very serious to talk to me about, and she brings this up, and I'm like, you know, I'm not having sex, I just have them. And she says to me, you know, I don't like the S word.
And the S word was sex.
Was sex.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, are you an adult? You can't even say the word sex?
I think the 16-year-old Julia was more mature than the mother at that point.
I agree.
Free Talk Live, give us your thoughts. Is sex bad? Is it dirty? Call us 855-450-FREE. Let us know your thoughts. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Heritage for the Blind. remind you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS. 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate, so you could lose money. Gold goes up and down, but every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery, so you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. We're so happy to have you here with us. And check out shop.freetalklive.com if you would like an easy and convenient way to help out the show every time you do your normal shopping on Amazon.com. If you enter through our portal over shop.freetalklive.com, a percentage of your purchase price will go to Free Talk Live. It doesn't affect the amount that you pay. It just is an easy way to help us out by giving us a little referral. So shop.freetalklive.com once again. And I need to let you know about Liberty Stickers. Get your Liberty message out to thousands of people a month for fractions of a penny apiece. Do it from the back of your car with libertystickers.com. They have hundreds and hundreds of different Liberty sayings. Check them out and let your voice be heard. libertystickers.com. All right, and this is Stephanie with you tonight.
And Julia.
And Luther.
Yes, and thank you both for being here with me tonight. I know we got off to a little bit of a rocky start because of the snowstorm, but it seems to be going well, and we've been having a really fun show so far. So just wanted to thank you before I lost the opportunity. We do have some calls on the line, and of course, Free Talk Live is a show where you can take control of the airwaves and weigh in with your thoughts at any time. Kind of talking about sex and sexuality in the last segment, sparked by the story of the TSA finding a vibrator in a woman's suitcase and freaking out and leaving her a very inappropriate note. We've got Charles on the line in Kansas, I believe, listening on XM. He wants to talk about society's sex negativity. Charles, are you with us?
Hi.
Hello? Charles. Yes. You're on the air with Free Talk Live.
Well,
yes.
Go ahead.
I said you're on the air with Free Talk Live. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I consider myself to be a victim. I really do. Because, you know, I grew up in a very conservative home, and, you know, my mom, she would, you know, we would watch movies and everything like that, and she would always tell us to cover our eyes whenever nudity would be on screen or something like that. She would never change the channel. She would just tell us to cover our eyes or something like that. And
well, Charles, ironic. Just if I could interrupt you for a moment, you know, I find it so funny in American society how violence in movies and TV shows is just so commonplace and is widely accepted as being fine for kids to watch. But the minute somebody shows off a part of their naked body, it's considered like, ooh, that's really bad. Cover the children's eyes. Quick, get them out of the room.
It's surprisingly more common for people who do the ratings to be more upset if a male is shown in like a full frontal nudity as opposed to a female. And
really?
Yeah. Well, huh. I was watching Fast Times at Ridgemont High with the commentary on, mm-hmm. and there's a scene where they have the sex in the pool house, mm-hmm. and the censors were very upset that the boy was naked. They didn't say anything about Jennifer Jason Leigh being naked.
Wow. I just really dislike double standards in general.
Yeah. I'd also just like to touch on the censoring children.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever gone back and watched a movie that you watched when you were a little kid, but there was a lot of sex jokes in them and adult jokes in general, and if you didn't understand them, you didn't process them, and you don't remember them.
Yeah.
So I think you really don't need to cover up anything, because if they don't get it, they're not going to remember it. It just goes over their head.
Right, but if you point it out to them, then they'll have negative feelings about it, and they'll be confused about it.
They might have the wrong ideas about sex. To get the message that it's something that you shouldn't talk about and stuff like that.
Sure.
And that's a great point, Julia. I think if they don't get it, then, you know, you may not need to explain it or worry about it. But
if anyone, like, really wants to put this through the test, watch a movie that you watched as a little kid over and over and over again, and you will hear all kinds of adult jokes that you just never picked up on.
And, watch Looney Tunes.
They have to make it interesting for the adults who are probably watching it with the children. But, you know, if a kid does see something like that and they do have a question about a sex joke or something like that, I would like to think that, you know, at least me, I would be the type of person that anybody would feel comfortable asking a question if they had a question, and not be putting off a message that, well, that's not okay to talk about.
Well, I think you bring up an interesting point, because at that point, like, you're sort of, if you are the kind of parent who says, no, you know, this is uncomfortable, we don't want to talk about this, you right off the bat from a young age are presenting yourself as somebody who is not approachable with really important issues.
Yeah, and I think that's a real recipe for trouble. And, you know, you can always give, if a kid asks a question about bodies or sex or anything like that, you know, everybody's a human being. We all have bodies. We all have bodily functions.
Give them the scientific explanation.
Yep. You can always give them an answer that's age appropriate, you know, and, you know, you don't have to make it really body or lowbrow, I guess.
You don't have to sit them down and show them a porn.
Right. And it can be, you can answer their questions in a way that is clinical and appropriate for their age. Right. So, I don't know, Charles, do you have any thoughts about this?
Yeah. I mean, like, it's extremely damaging, I think, to do this, because, I mean, like, me and my mom, I can't talk to her about anything sexual, and as a result, I have a sister, she at the age of 17, she got pregnant because she didn't know anything about sex. She didn't know anything about contraceptives or anything like that. She just, you know, she was, her hormones and everything like that was raging, and she couldn't approach her mom. She couldn't approach me because, you know, I, me and my mom don't talk about it, and I don't talk about it in the home. It's just not talked about in the home. And, you know, my sister just had no information. And, you know, like, I, you know, having children is a beautiful thing, but, you know, she wasn't at the age of responsibility yet. So,
sure,
you know,
she
definitely didn't have any kind of concept of what sex and responsibility of having sex really means.
You know,
never talked about it. And, it, you know, anything that comes on television that is sexual in nature, you know, my mom is constantly, she's constantly dissing. She will never change the channel. She will just say, hey, don't, you know, let's not talk about this right now. So, you know, as a result.
Wow. And how old are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, okay. So even to this day, she'll act like this around you?
Nope. There is no communication, nothing. It doesn't exist.
Oh, Charles, I'm so sorry to hear about all this. It really breaks my heart, especially for your sister, who didn't really know what she was getting into and just didn't have the information that could have set her free, you know. And of course, like you said, sure, it's a beautiful thing to have children, but at the same time, I want women to have control over when they reproduce and, you know, to be ready for the child to come, you know. I don't know what to say about this. Have you consulted the internet or anything like that? I mean, there are some good resources out there. Like, I know there's a website called scarletteen.com that has some information about sexuality and information that could help people stay safe and healthy.
Well, I mean, everything I'm self-taught. I'm autodidactic when it comes to sex. I've read numerous books about sex. It's still damaging because as much as I know about sex and even a psychological concept known as the sexual guilt cycle, which is actually a relatively new psychological
Can you explain that, please? Because I'm not familiar.
Well, the sexual guilt complex or the sexual guilt cycle is Raymond Dart. He actually coined it. And it's basically, it has to do with very conservative families kind of sweeping it under the carpet, and any kind of thoughts that come to mind that are impure, you have to do something that will kind of either change your mind, or you may have to pray about it or something like that. And this,
oh boy. Charles, thank you so much for the call. I'm really sorry to hear that you didn't have access to the information that could help you stay safe and free your mind, and do wish you good luck with that. This is Free Talk Live. We'll be back with more coming up. 855-450-FREE. Let us know what you think. It's Free Talk Live.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show. Thank you so much for joining us. My name is Stephanie.
And I'm Julia.
And I'm Luther.
Indeed. And Luther has a special message he would like to bring to us.
You know, cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. They are a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Well, listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cauterizers with a coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR. Or go to Vaporsmiths.com. And I've tried these, and I like them. You know, when I smoke, I don't really like the taste of cigarettes. And I used to like clove cigarettes. You can't get them here in New Hampshire anymore.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought about buying a bunch of those before they were made illegal.
Well.
But I
didn't. But I like cigars, and I like pipe tobacco, and I like hookah and stuff like that. So I like to flavorize, I guess I'll say. And,
sure.
And these are nice. They're not harsh at all because it's vapor. So it's
cool.
Like, you know, sitting in the sauna. That's strawberry flavored or vanilla flavored or menthol flavored, you know, whatever you want. And they're pretty cool.
Yep, Vaporsmiths.com if you want to try out some of those. And, you know, we've been having a really interesting show so far, talking a little bit about the TSA. We read a story earlier that had been talked about and touched on during the week, but I think all of us here kind of have a unique perspective, so I wanted to make sure that we covered it. And, of course, 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free call-in line. If you would like to get in touch with us and share your thoughts, 855-450-3733. Better make them quick because we are running out of time. But we've got Rick in Nevada who wants to talk about something along these lines, the TSA, I think. Rick, are you with us?
Sounds like we got pranked.
We may have
gotten pranked. What a creative prank, too.
Yeah.
I couldn't, well done.
I couldn't understand.
When they do this, they're not too creative about it, which is a shame. Like, I love it when Cobra Commander calls in and,
yes,
you know, the other voice actors.
Yeah, even,
characters.
You know, Surreal is not a prank, but I have to say he's entertaining when he calls in.
Sure,
he's
sure.
He's always good for
or even some of the conspiracy theorists like Paula, who used to call in and then later changed her name to Ginger.
Oh, I thought she was real.
I think she was real.
She was real. She was totally real. But
she,
like,
disappeared. So, yeah. She must have been abducted by aliens.
Yeah, there were these character callers who used to call in a lot more, like the Time Cube guy, and they were always, one of my favorite parts of the show was listening to them call in regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've all been listening to Free Talk Live for many years.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
Remember some of the earlier days where they had some real characters on.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're going to prank us, at least be witty about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Cursing on the radio where you just get dumped anyway.
Duty.
It's not funny.
You got me there, buddy.
The board operator said with that last call from Rick that it was not a prank, it was a sneeze. So he actually wasn't yelling something out, just sneezed and hung up, I guess. So
this was just a PSA for prankers.
I suppose so, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Rick, of course, you know, if you hung up by accident with your sneezing, you're welcome to call back. I had a friend in high school who was driving his car and sneezed and apparently crashed into someone else who was like the principal of the school or something like that. So,
ouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, sneezing, dangerous stuff. Can't keep your eyes open.
Yeah, right.
When I was learning how to drive, my mother was teaching me, and she, as we talked about earlier, she was a little crazy. And so I said something. She said, you know, eyes on the road, and I had to sneeze. And then somehow we got talking about when you sneeze, you close your eyes because of the pressure behind your eyes. And she said, well, try harder not to close them.
Oh, my goodness. It's involuntary.
Yeah.
Yep, you can't override the reflexes in your brain. So we do have a call on the line over at 855-450-FREE. We've got Harold in Texas, and he wants to talk about property taxes. Harold, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, what about property taxes? What's your guys' opinion on that? I've listened to Mark Stevens.
Yes, from Adventures in Legal Land.
And the No State Project.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I bought the book, and I probably read 90% of it in one day.
So it was a compelling book, huh?
Yeah, it's a very good book. I'm looking forward to his next one when it comes out.
Yeah. Well, yeah. My thought on property taxes, or really any taxes, but property taxes, I mean, it's your property, right? Why should you have to pay somebody else to live on your property?
100% agree. 100% agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you know,
I don't think you'll find too much dispute here, Harold. I think we're probably all of the opinion that property taxes are not cool.
Right. That kind of implies that you don't own it, that you're just renting it.
Absolutely.
You really are just renting it.
Like a serf. It's almost like feudalism, right?
Well, yeah. Well, what am I renting? I mean, I spent the money to pay this house off. Who do I owe and why?
Yeah,
I completely agree.
I can't answer those questions because I don't think they really have meaningful answers. It's really just another mechanism
and
of control.
And it's the same way with my income or my, when I'm taxed on my paycheck. You know, I worked for that. The government didn't work for that. People receiving handouts didn't work for that. I did. Why don't I get to decide what happens with that? And, you know, people will say, well, you have to help people. You have to do this. I do donate. I donate my time.
And
I don't
have to do anything.
Yeah, I don't have to help them. I mean,
most of the money,
it's a nice idea, too. And most of that money, yeah, like,
most of that money doesn't go to help people.
No, it
goes
to paying the bureaucrats.
And to war. I mean, to the defense budget, that's the biggest. You know, the defense and the entitlements are the two biggest parts of the U.S. Federal budget. Everything else kind of pales in comparison. But the thing is, it's not charity if it's forced, right?
Right.
I think we can all agree that we care about other people. We want to help them, but we want to help them voluntarily.
I think it was Penn Jillette who recently actually said something about that, how if you're kidding yourself, basically, if you think that you're kind and helping people because you support welfare.
Yeah, I care about people so much that I want to point guns at others and make them help the people that I care about. Yeah.
You know, just this year, I decided it is time for me to own a gun. Never, ever have I considered owning a gun.
But and what made you change your mind, Harold?
Well, you know, it really wasn't a whole lot of things other than I know that this government is coming for us one day. And whether
even if it doesn't come for you, I mean, certainly it's economic policies can have the potential to cause great disorder in the area, you know, and that could, and you might need to defend your property from looters.
Or just
right
get some food, you know.
I'm sorry?
Right on the border of Texas. Mexico is 3 miles away from me.
And, I mean, I don't have any problem with Mexico.
Well, I have no problem with Mexico either, but I do have a problem with the federal government running guns in Mexico.
Sure, sure, and empowering the cartels.
Back over.
Well, they pretty much created those cartels anyway, because the U.S. has a huge influence on the drug policy in Mexico and other parts of South America.
I know about the Zetas and Nicaragua and a whole lot of... I mean, I'm not an ignorant individual. No, absolutely.
Yeah, you know, Harold, I think I understand where you're coming from. The thing that really helped me kind of let go of that fear and anger is being here in New Hampshire with a lot of people who also understand the ideas of freedom, and we form a supportive community.
Sure.
So that if there is an economic disaster, you know, we can kind of make agreements and barter with each other and help each other out.
Yeah.
You know, and I understand the idea that, you know, you really want to have the capacity to defend yourself if it comes down to it. But I think also focusing on that a lot can kind of drive you crazy with fear and anxiety.
No, yeah, I agree. I mean, I'm not crazy about it. I just know that, you know, there came a point where I said, you know what? I'm a fool if I don't have a way to defend myself.
Right. I'm
not going out to do that, but
I'm going to use the
have that ability.
Yes, yes, great, great point. I'm going to use the Karate Kid analogy. Mr. Miyagi tells Daniel, you know, why do you want to learn to fight? And he says, I don't want to fight. And he goes, well, then why do you want to learn karate? And he says, so I don't have to fight. And that's why you own a gun. You don't own a gun because you want to go out and shoot people. You own a gun so that you don't have to go out and shoot people.
Well said, Luther. And Harold, thank you so much for the call. I think we're completely in agreement about the property tax issue, and all taxation is theft. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE is our number, 855-450-3733. More coming up when we return. This is Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show as we kick off the final segment. Here with you, it's Stephanie tonight.
And Julia.
And Luther.
And we've got some calls on the line lined up. You can always feel free to weigh in with your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. And, of course, as I said that, the two calls that we had dropped off simultaneously. So we're going to talk about some stuff that we want to talk about.
Oh, I was hoping we could get to this.
Me too.
And if you want to weigh in with your thoughts, of course, 855-450-FREE. Better get your calls in quick because this is the last segment of the show tonight. But never fear, because Free Talk Live is on every day of the week, 7 days a week, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, on LRN.fm or freetalklive.com for the archives. So, Luther, you had a story you wanted to share, which Julia and I both thought was interesting.
Yep, this comes from the Huffington Post, and of course we talked about this on Puke in the Gang already, but we're reaching more ears with this. and the headline is, "Study, more than half of women are attracted to other women."
Well, my question is, why do you need a study to tell you this? You know, I mean, it's interesting, right?
I've studied it in great detail myself. I'm something of like an independent researcher on these types of things. Also, mm-hmm. psilocybin research. I've done some independent studies with THC. So this is another one of those things that just kind of pique my interest.
Well, you know, I really like the sounds of this because I am a person who is bisexual and I'm attracted to women as well as men. Some, not everybody, right? Because that's a common myth about bisexuality, is that they're attracted to everybody. That's not true. But, you know, there was a study that came out a couple of weeks ago, or maybe months ago now, where they were reversing a previous study that said bisexual men essentially don't exist. Right?
I've heard this before.
Right.
I've heard it too, and I think it became a myth.
I think there's probably pressures in this society to not be open about it.
Yeah.
You know.
There are definitely pressures to not be open. I mean, as much as there is homophobia, sure, and fear of gay people, there's a lot of biphobia too. That's the word. You know, people,
sure,
just don't talk about it. And I think it's really interesting, you know, to think about, like, why are these women not being open about it? Because it seems like the narrative in society that is that pretty much everyone is straight except for a few percent of people who are gay, and bisexuals are essentially not talked about. But if half of women are attracted to other women, that's a big deal. So why don't you read the article? I want to find out more.
Admiring another woman's looks could have an underlying meaning, because according to recent research, 60% of heterosexual women find other women sexually attractive. The latest findings...
60%?
Yeah.
That's,
wow,
really a lot. I like those odds.
Me too. The latest findings from Boise State University, and our dad used to work at Boise State University.
This is true. We are from Idaho.
Yep. Discovered that over half of the 484 straight women questioned had been attracted to another female at some point in their lives, with a further 45% admitting to kissing a woman and 50% confessing to enjoying fantasies of other ladies.
Wow, that's really interesting. You know, I don't know, there's this myth that, like, bisexual women are just doing it to get male attention, and I wonder...
I've heard that as well.
Yeah, and I don't think it's completely true, although there may be some people who do that.
I think that there are some people... I worked with a group of, like, 17-year-old girls when I worked at Panera, mm-hmm. and, I mean, they were so obnoxious about it, and it was so obvious that they were the kind of people who were doing it for attention. So I think they exist out there, but
yes.
I don't think that they're the majority.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And they're not mutually exclusive, either. Like, a woman could be genuinely attracted to other women and also expressing that affection in order to get attention.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just such a double standard in society that I really don't like. It's like, if two women are affectionate with each other, that's okay, and it's even encouraged and lauded and stuff. But
right.
If two men are affectionate towards each other, that's like, oh, that's the grossest thing in the world.
Well, they say that here. They say women are encouraged to be emotionally close to each other. That provides an opportunity for intimacy and romantic feelings to develop.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I wonder about this study, Luther, because it says that 60% of women are attracted to other women and some have kissed other women and things like that. But I wonder, you know, there must be a difference between being attracted to someone and choosing to have, like, a long-term loving relationship with another person.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I wonder how many women would actually...
Well, from my perspective, there's the co-host on the show, Derek. He's
yes.
a beautiful man. I'm not sexually attracted to him, but he is gorgeous,
yes.
you know?
Yeah.
Not going to lie.
And he is one of those people who is just a 6 on the Kinsey scale or whatever. Kinsey was a famous sexuality researcher, and he came up with this scale, and it's like 0 is completely straight, and 3 is 50-50 bisexual, and 6 is completely gay. And
yeah.
so people can rate themselves somewhere on that scale. But,
oh, yeah.
you know, there are even people who say, you know, like, I've known gay men who say stuff like, wow, you know, maybe there's 1 in a million women who I might be attracted to, and I'm open-minded to that, but I've never met her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Well, for me, as a straight man, the sexual attraction isn't there, just because the parts of the body that excite me sexually are only found on a female, and it's mostly curves, and men mm-hmm. don't have those curves.
Some men have them, but they're not as attractive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not all
different
curves
kinds
are attractive
of curves.
To
different
me.
Kinds, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah exactly.
Not all curves are attractive to me, so.
Let's go to the phones. Maybe the caller has some thoughts on this. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Who's this?
Hi, this is Nick from Illinois.
Hi, Nick. What's on your mind?
You were talking about property taxes earlier, and
yes.
I want to
way
give...
Way to change the subject from bisexual women to property taxes.
We're so steamy. You
having
just
such
have to
a sexy conversation. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, we're
Nick.
Kidding, of course.
You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Sorry, go on, Nick.
I was one of the two callers who was at the beginning of the segment, if that counts.
Yes, it counts.
Okay.
So the other side of the argument, which I know because I've been doing a lot of research on these topics, is that... theoretically, way back in yonder days, when people formed the community, they pledged their property to the Commonwealth. And so, in a sense, you supposedly don't really own your property, and you are paying rent. You're being allowed to use it. And even if you sell or inherit that land, it is always accompanied by an implicit agreement to abide by the social contract. That's the argument.
Yeah, and so, I mean, it seems to me pretty easy to invalidate the idea of a social contract, right? It's like, well, I didn't sign anything, I never agreed to anything.
Isn't
and
that the very definition of a contract?
Yeah,
yeah,
consent, I mean, when I think about consent, it should be informed and explicit, right? And the social contract
actually,
is neither.
This is very interesting, because back when these ideas were had, they did have very different notions of consent. In fact, mm-hmm. Back then... I believe it was believed that once a woman marries a man, she consents to everything he does to her thereafter, because it's what you gave your consent by marrying.
Wow.
What do you think of that, Julia?
I'm glad that I'm alive today.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so arcane.
So all you had to do was drag her to your cave by the hair, and then she consented to everything that you wanted to
do. You know, I was watching...
If she resists, bonk her on the head with your club.
Yeah, exactly.
I was watching Men in Tights the other day. Do you remember that movie from when we were younger?
Robin Hood.
And in the entire thing between the main character that's the hunky guy and the female, they're like trying to... have sex, but she can't because she's got the chastity belt. And there's a scene where the bad guy gets to marry the woman, and they imply this, that basically as soon as he marries her, that he gets to have his way with her, and he's like on top of her trying to rip off this chastity belt while she's just sitting there taking it because she's married to him. Or
oh, wow.
It's very interesting that you bring up that point.
Yeah, I think that's how it was. I mean, if you look back at the Bible, for instance, it says all kinds of horrible stuff about women and consent. I mean, there's some passage in there that says if a man is married to a woman and then he dies, she has to marry his brother and give him children whether she wants to or not.
Yeah, I remember that passage. There's a book called Sex in History, and I'm going to look it up to see who the author is. And I read this, and it's great. It covers a lot of these.
Oh, I read that book too, actually.
Yeah, Dad had it sitting around.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, I mean,
it's by...
You may get right back around to the topic of sex anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that.
Rhea Tannehill is who wrote it.
Rhea?
R-E-A-Y.
Okay.
Or Rhea or...
Well, you know, it's interesting. I just know about this because I'm kind of interested in things that rebut the Bible or contradictions and stuff in it. And I've read a lot about, there's been a lot written about depictions of rape and slavery in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, every time someone conquers a city, they take all the women as like the spoils of war and stuff. And often there are fathers giving away their daughters as basically property.
To pay off debt.
Yeah.
If I might interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
I know the time is short, so I want to ask Luther, have you ever seen a really, really good transsexual?
What does really good mean?
Like they really look like a woman?
Just like a woman, and you wouldn't know if you hadn't seen that.
You know what? Some of them are beautiful, and I'm always so disappointed when they're not a female. But it's weird. Like in pornography, I like when a woman will put on a strap-on, and I'm sorry if this is too lewd for people, but I do not like it when a transsexual has sex with a woman for some reason.
Interesting stuff. Interesting note to end on. Thank you for the call, Nick. We do appreciate your thoughts. This has been Free Talk Live with Stephanie,
Julia,
and Luther. And I'd like to point out that what I like in pornography is not necessarily what I like in the bedroom.
Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's gonna kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You can use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com. Ready for